Okay. Thank you for the lovely introduction. I think everyone knows me extremely well for many years. Yes, but anyway, thank you for the kind, the thought of doing it. Okay, let us. We're going to read actually from Chaitanya Charitamrita this evening. But first of all, let's sing Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Hare.
Thank you.
Vishvaparama is a very radical tradition. His divine grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Spandracharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Granantaraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Sri Nitai Gaurahari Ki Jai. Shishi Nitai Sachi Sutta Ki Jai. Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. ISKCON Lanesha Yatra Ki Jai. Gopremanande. All glories to this, O devotees. All glories to this, O devotees. All glories to this, O devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How nice to be here with you. Devotees, and it's nice there's a number of you here. The weather, which Shankar Shah Prabhu referred to, almost apologized for, it sometimes brings the devotees inside into the temple. We saw that at the Ratha Yatra. When the rain came, everyone came into the tents. And actually in Russia, we're going to Russia in about a week, in a week. And there, I spoke to one devotee there actually this morning. And today was minus 12. This is in a particular place in Siberia. The forecast for tomorrow is minus 39. That's cold. But the thing is, in the summer they have quite pleasant weather. It's not bad at all, actually. And many devotees go out into the countryside, so there's not so many devotees at the programs. But in the winter, oh, that's when you get full house, full temple room. So anyway, so much of the weather. But we, tonight, we will discuss, read a bit about and discuss very interesting and important pastime of Lord Chaitanya's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're going to read the Madhya Lila, chapter 15, the Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And first of all, we'll read verse 270, which is focusing on one of the main points to be understood and learnt from, which is discussed in this particular chapter, or in this particular pastime in this chapter. And that is, we shouldn't offend devotees. Lord Chaitanya, as the chapter title says, he was invited by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a very great devotee, a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya's, that very affectionate relationship. So the Lord was invited to his house for lunch. And when he came, when Lord Chaitanya came, then the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma, the husband of his daughter, offended Lord Chaitanya, and he got into a very serious problem as a result. We'll discuss, you know, all the sort of the details of it as we go, but that's the basic point, particularly in terms of the verse we'll read to just introduce things. So it's Majjalila chapter 15, verse 270. Ayushriyam yashodharmam lokan ashisha evacha hanti shreyam si sarvani pumso mahad atikrama. When, this is, who's this speaking? This is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, yeah. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is speaking here. When a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune are all destroyed. This is what happened to the son-in-law. What happened and so on, we'll discuss in due course, but let's now read the purport here by Srila Prabhupada. So this verse, this statement, which is actually Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 4, verse 46, this statement was made by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. This quotation concerns the attempted killing of Krishna's sister, Yogamaya, who appeared before Krishna's birth as the daughter of Mother Yashoda. This daughter, Yogamaya, and Krishna were born simultaneously, and Vasudeva replaced Yogamaya with Krishna and took Yogamaya away. When she was brought to Mathura and Kamsa attempted to kill her, Yogamaya slipped out of his hands. She could not be killed. She then informed Kamsa about the birth of his enemy, Krishna. And being thus baffled, Kamsa consulted his associates, who were all demons. When this big conspiracy was taking place, this verse was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. He points out that a demon can lose everything because of his nefarious activities. The word mahad atikrama, meaning envy of Lord Vishnu and his devotees, is significant in this verse. The word mahat indicates a great personality, a devotee, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Being always engaged in the Lord's service, the devotees themselves are as great as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word mahat is also explained by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 13. Mahatma nastumam parta daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhuta adhim avyayam, which means, O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Being envious of the Lord and his devotees is not at all auspicious for a demon. By such envy, a demon loses everything considered beneficial. Okay, let me just read the verse again. Ayushriyam Yashodharmam Lokan Ashisha Evacha Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani Pumso Mahat Atikrama. When a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune are all destroyed. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devane Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasvijayadesha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vanchakapatra Rivyas Janaripa Sindhu Vyemja Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So this is a very interesting story and a very instructive story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It's actually perhaps not such a well-known story from Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it really is a very, very nice story. So, as the title of the chapter suggests, Lord Chaitanya would go from time to time to have a lunch prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, well, actually, it was the practice amongst the devotees to invite Lord Chaitanya for lunch. Every day it was a different place. And sometimes some devotees would ask Lord Chaitanya, please come every day for a week, like this. But Lord Chaitanya generally would not do that because there were so many who wanted him to come and who wanted to offer him prasadam. So, then from time to time though, he'd go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the Bhattacharya's wife would prepare all sorts of wonderful, wonderful prasadam. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself would get Mahaprasadam from the Jagannath temple. Yes. And first of all, he would serve Lord Chaitanya that Jagannath Mahaprasadam. It's a very special Mahaprasadam. Any Mahaprasadam, of course, is special. Nitai Gaura Hari Mahaprasadam is very special. If you eat one grain of rice, which has been offered with devotion to Shishi Nitai Gaura Hari, Shishi Nitai Sachi Sutta, Sri Giri Govardhan and Srila Prabhupada, then it is very likely, if not even inevitable, you are on your way back to Godhead. Very bold. But then Jagannath Mahaprasad from Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Temple, is considered to be very special even amongst Mahaprasad. There's Mahaprasad and Mahaprasad. And this is Mahaprasad. We will not go into the details of all the different preparations they offer because we don't want to disturb your taste buds, which might then disturb you. But just to say, it's very special. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, now Lord Chaitanya's in his house, and he's got all this prasadam, beginning with Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and then prasadam cooked by his own wife, which is also just excellent, and very transcendental, wonderful Mahaprasadam. First he would serve Lord Chaitanya, and then first he'd serve Lord Chaitanya the Mahaprasad, then the prasadam cooked by his wife. Now, unfortunately, as fate would have it, or by the arrangement of the Lord, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not a devotee. The daughter, her name was Sati. Sati, she was a devotee, very, very much. Very nice devotee, being brought up by her parents who were great, pure devotees. So she was a nice devotee. But, and generally speaking, if some girl or boy is a nice devotee, when the time comes for them to be married, they should marry a devotee. Birds of a feather flock together. Or in this case, you could say, birds of a feather should flock together and not get mixed up with birds, particularly of very different feathers. And this young man, his name was Amoga. He was just not a devotee. Actually, he was an envious person. He loved criticizing. And he didn't really appreciate anyone. And he didn't appreciate Lord Chaitanya at all. Even though his name is Amoga, which means spotless, pure. So now, here is Lord Chaitanya being served Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and then the locally prepared Mahaprasadam. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, of course, he knew very well that this young man is a rascal. The first problem was that, I mean, you may take this with a grain of salt or two, but it's a problem in Vedic society, and in this case, they're living really very much according to the standards of Vedic society. What was the first problem? Can any of you guess? The first problem was first problem was that the son-in-law and the daughter were living in the house of the parents of the wife. And if you know a bit about these things, you'd know that the standard is that they would, in the earlier stages of their marriage, for a while at least, even in many cases, they just on an ongoing basis, they would stay with the parents of the husband. Because if the husband becomes like dependent on his in-laws, on the parents of his wife, it's really not considered good at all. Kind of very demeaning position. Yeah. Anyway, this is traditional. If you, as a married person, happen to be living with the parents of your wife, well, Hare Krishna. But don't panic. Just chant Hare Krishna. Hope for the best. So this was the case. And this boy was a rascal, like aggressively offensive, blatant. And Sambhava Bhattacharya, when he's feeding, serving prasadam to Lord Chaitanya, he did not spare the prasadam. He served Lord Chaitanya sumptuously. Yeah, really, yeah, he went to great lengths to feed Lord Chaitanya lots of very nice prasadam, try to get him to take more. So, but he knew this son-in-law was there, and the son-in-law's a rascal, and if the son-in-law sees how much prasadam, at least not necessarily that Lord Chaitanya is eating, but that is on his plate, he's going to make some rude comment. So initially, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was standing in the doorway, blocking the door, so this young man could not come. But now he's serving, and he couldn't block the doorway and serve. So in came Amoga, Hare Krishna, and he saw the quantities of prasadam of different types. And sure enough, his inspiration, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's inspiration from the heart was to look after Lord Chaitanya and just serve him hand and foot, as they say, just do anything, even do more than anything. Yes. Sometimes when we're distributing books, the marathon is still on. I don't know if any or how many of you are out distributing books. Sometimes when it comes time for the person to give a donation for the book, sometimes we would say, give as much as you can. Sometimes when we were in very creative moments, we would say, give more than you can. And this was what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was doing. He was just going out of his way. And the Samoga saw this. Oh, and his spontaneous response, reaction to seeing this was to make a rude comment. Just see, this so-called sannyasi has enough food to feed 10 or 12 people. What sort of sannyasi is he? Shame. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just turned around and looked at him. And you know the saying, if looks good kill? He just glared at him and started moving, because he was blocking, he had been blocking the door, and he was holding a stick. Yeah. So Sawabon Bhattacharya just glared at him and reached for the stick. And Amoga got the message. And as they say, he headed for the hills. Figuratively speaking, he ran. He just ran. And poor Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he was so disturbed, so apologetic to Lord Chaitanya, so apologetic and feeling so bad. And he even suggested, I think I should kill myself because of this offense. And he called his wife and said, our daughter must become a widow. She should abandon him. And there's another verse I actually want to read, which is just around here somewhere. This is now, it's also very instructive, but on a totally different, well, very different subject. This is now Sarvabhauma speaking to, I think, to his wife. Satire kaha tare chaduk se haila patita, patita haila barta, chityajite uchita. This is very instructive. Listen to this. Inform my daughter Sati to abandon her relationship with her husband because he has fallen down. When the husband falls down, it is the wife's duty to relinquish the relationship. Hare Krishna. What do you think of that? Yes. And let me just have a look at the purport here. There's some nice points here. As far as Sati, the daughter of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was concerned, she was advised to give up her relationship with her husband. Concerning this, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.18 states, Na patis chas chasasyan na mocheyed ya samupetam rityum. One cannot be a husband if he cannot liberate his dependents from inevitable death. If a person is not in Krishna consciousness and is bereft of spiritual power, he cannot protect his wife from the path of repeated birth and death. Consequently, such a person cannot be accepted as a husband. A wife should dedicate her life and everything to Krishna for further advancement in Krishna consciousness. If her husband abandons Krishna consciousness and she gives up her connection with him, she follows in the footsteps of the Dvija Patnis, the wives of the Brahmins, who are engaged in performing sacrifices. So anyway, this is the basic idea. And it's something to think about, isn't it? You know, although I must say, on a pragmatic level, sometimes in marriages where the husband is not a devotee, I mean, nowadays. And the wife may be thinking of doing like this. We don't always encourage her. As long as the husband is not violent. Or, you know, violent is extreme. Or at least if he's not offensive. If, you know, even if he's not a devotee, but he's sort of, he'll let her attend the programs regularly, and then we'll generally say, you know, for the sake of the family and your own personal stability, then just stay with him and make the most of it. As Prabhupada would say, a blind uncle is better than no uncle at all. If you need an uncle, it would be very nice to have a really nice uncle who's just really cool. But if you can't get one of them, but you need an uncle, a blind uncle will do. Yes. Because if a woman leaves her husband for any reason, I mean a devotee lady, then she may not have reached the point where she can live comfortably and peacefully without a husband, without a man in her life. And actually, we've had experience of some ladies who have done like that in the name of Krishna consciousness, because the husband wasn't a devotee. So they left him, but then they found that they just couldn't be peaceful living without a husband, so they ended up getting some husband, and in some cases, who was worse. Yeah. You know what they say? From the frying pan into the fire. So, you know, if you need an uncle, then at least a blind uncle is better than no uncle at all. As long as, you know, as long as the husband isn't violent or offensive. You know, violent is especially offensive. So anyway, Sarvabhauma basically ordered his daughter, just give up this husband. And she, as a staunch devotee, and protected by her father and mother, she was ready to do that. As things evolved in this pastime, what happened? Well, you know, Sarvabhauma to Lord Chaitanya was going on and on about this fellow, he should die, I'll kill him myself. And, you know, he's going to end up, like the first verse we read, that if a person offends great personalities, they lose just basically everything. Then the news came, because this boy had run away. And he was scared to come back, even though his wife was there. And he was just somewhere else. But what happened was, somehow, that boy, the husband of Sati, he got cholera. Cholera is like it's like an extreme form of, yes, Devi Dasi, Hare Krishna. It's like an extreme form of diarrhea or dysentery. And it sucks liquid out of the body. And a person with severe cholera, they can die from the moment the symptoms first arise. then they can die within 12 hours. Yeah, because the body is just stripped completely of any liquid, and they die. Yeah, cholera, very, very deadly, and very quick killer. So this Amoga, he got cholera, and Sarvabhauma practically celebrated. Just see, the Lord has saved me from having to do it myself. The Lord has done it, is doing it himself. And he went and told, or actually his brother, Gopinath Acharya, went and told Lord Chaitanya, this is the situation. And very interesting, Lord Chaitanya became anxious and he went running to where Amoga was. And he came to Amoga and placed one of his hands, on the chest of Amoga and spoke to him. Let's just see here. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Amoga was going to die, he immediately ran to him in great haste. Placing his hand on Amoga's chest, he spoke as follows. The heart of a Brahmin is by nature very clean. Therefore, it is a proper place for Krishna to sit. Why have you allowed the Chandala of jealousy to sit here also? In this way you have contaminated a most purified place, your heart. So then Lord Chaitanya told him that even though you're like that, still you've had the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He's such a great devotee. Therefore, you can chant. And Lord Chaitanya told him, chant. And Amoga started chanting Hare Krishna. Previously wouldn't do that at all because he was not a devotee. But now, by the transcendental touch of Lord Chaitanya, and through the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amoga started chanting. And not just chanting, but he started chanting. He became ecstatic. And he jumped off his deathbed and started dancing and chanting. Yeah. It's amazing. So this is what happened. He became mad with ecstatic love. And while Lord Chaitanya was watching this, Lord Chaitanya laughed. And then Amoga fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet, begged forgiveness, and he did a very interesting thing. He said, this mouth of mine has offended you. So I will teach this mouth a lesson. He started slapping himself on his cheeks and his mouth until his face became swollen. Yeah. Then finally, there's one little part here. Yes. Lord Chaitanya, well, after this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified Amoga by touching his body and saying, you are the object of my affection because you are the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Everyone in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house is very dear to me, including his maids and servants, and even his dog, and what to speak of his relatives. So, this is a very interesting point. You may know in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Lord is correcting Devasamuni, who offended Maharaj Ambarish, then the Lord tells Devasamuni that my devotees are so dear to me. I'm completely dependent on my devotees. They're so dear to me. And what to speak of my devotees, even someone who is a devotee of my devotee, is very dear to me. So in other words, if someone's a devotee, they're very dear to Krishna. If someone is a devotee of a devotee, it kind of follows, if you just think it through a little, that they're not actually devotees of Krishna. Otherwise, they are devotees. And the Lord, they're already dear to the Lord. But now this is another category. They're not in the devotee category, but they're in the category of being devotees of devotees. Therefore, they're dear to the Lord. So, yeah, you should know, therefore, that if your father-in-law is a devotee, you're very fortunate. If your mother-in-law is a devotee, you're very fortunate. The basic point is, we should try to develop our relationships with devotees. Yeah? And of course we should try to avoid offenses to devotees. But rather than just be in that mood that I will not offend and I will be careful and I'll watch my step and, you know, mind what I say, rather than simply being in that sort of defensive state of mind, rather we should be in a positive state of mind that here's a devotee, here are some devotees. Let me please them. Let me serve them. Get their good wishes. Get their mercy. And in this way, I can progress, even though I may not be much of a devotee myself. Yeah. So this is something to meditate on from this story. Yes, that if we can just become dear to the devotees, even if we're sort of a little half-baked, did you ever eat half-baked bread? Generally, people don't, and there's a good reason for that. We used to late 80s. Yeah, 89, 1990. We did not have a BYS at WITS University, but we would sell prasadam there every Tuesday. And we would make a black bread, very dark, whole wheat, you know, that type of heavy bread. But our oven was problematic. So often the bread, in the process of rising, something would happen to the oven, and the bread would sag in the middle, and it'd be sort of stodgy, very stodgy. But we had, you know, we'd had a whole lot of this bread, so what to do? So we took it to the university and sold it. And but we told them, this is Russian peasant breed. And you know, the students, they really liked it. Sometimes the bread would not flop. It would work out okay. And the students would come and say, have you got any of that Russian peasant bread? And we'd say, no, no, we've got regular bread now. And they'd say, oh no, I don't want that. I want the Russian peasant bread. Where was I? Anyway. Where was I? Half-baked. Okay. Or quarter-baked, even. Or just raw. We may be whatever we are. And usually it's not really that sort of wonderful. But if we can endear ourselves to the devotees, then the path back to Godhead is open. The doorway to Goloka Vrindavan is open. So let's try and learn that from this pastime. And particularly now over this Christmas period, let's try and meditate on this. Amoga became, listen to this, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his various pastimes. Whoever sees them or hears them recounted becomes truly astonished. So that's a wonderful pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.